Welcome to Books on Air, the podcast you don't want to miss. You're about to get a sneak peek at what goes on behind the scenes with authors. We'll find out their secret recipe for creating a book. You'll find out where they get their ideas, and we'll give you the inside scoop on their next project. Want to know more? We'll tell you where to find them on social media. Ready? Okay, let's meet the author. Joining me today is Juliet Doris Williams. We're talking about her book, Leaving Church and Finding Faith, 6 Steps for Finding Your Purpose in Life After Leaving the Christian Church. Juliet, what a pleasure to talk with you. Welcome.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for having me.
Now, the title of that book says to me, there is a story behind this. Would you tell us the story behind this book?
Well, it's a journey. It's a journey book. My personal journey, someone asked me, was it autobiographical? And I said, well, yes, of course. And I don't know. I believe that's the kind of author that I am, that I write from my own personal experience. So it is actually chronologues my journey of leaving the Christian church.
Interesting.
And I always need to say to people, because I actually got interestingly confronted, small c, on my LinkedIn page by someone that my sense is they come from a deep fundamentalist background, as do I, and they threw Bible verses at me
about
why that was so anti-Christian. And because I am a student of the Bible, I threw a couple of Bible verses back at him, and I told him that leaving church and leaving God are not the same thing. And so I left the Christian church, but I took God with me. So.
Can you give me an overview of the book?
Sure. I have said it in the title, Leaving Church, Finding Faith. It is about the why I took that journey. The incidents and disquiet I was feeling that prompted that move and that shift. It talks about, I reference it as wandering. I wandered a bit until I came to the conclusion that I was done with that particular aspect of my faith journey. And in the process of the wandering, I discovered some things, I uncovered some things, I unlearned some things, but throughout, I make that point throughout the book, throughout, the thread of faith was always there. I didn't leave God. God didn't leave me. In fact, ultimately, at the end of it, the end is not even the end, but finding faith, it's not like I found it, because I never lost it. It's more like settled into it, that this is faith, and this is faith for me, and actually this is faith for all. So it's that journey, and there are steps, because we want to give people tools and resources. But those were my 6 steps. They're probably 10 for other people. Those are mine. And the spiritual life is wide open. And I just wanted people to understand it from my perspective, that it is wide open.
Do you have a favorite part of the book that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Favorite part, Suzanne. I have a part. I don't know if it's a favorite part, but I do have a part.
How would you describe this part?
So, yes. It is. It talks about this part that I honed in on to share speaks a bit about what I was just talking about, shedding layers of assimilation and unlearning things and relearning things. So that's the part.
Okay.
So, and I'm ready to share that whenever you want me to.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so this is actually chapter 3 of Leaving Church, Finding Faith. It's the title of the chapter is The Lesson in the Leaving. And it's a paragraph or two in. And it reads as such. It is my supposition that people make big life-changing moves only when it is uncomfortable, painful, or otherwise difficult to stay where you are. We make changes when remaining on the current path is no longer sustaining us or feeding us. Essentially, we make a change when not changing is no longer an option that we are willing to live with. For me, that journey was about peeling off layers of assimilation, unpacking life trauma, and being open to experiencing the world differently without the comfort and the affirmation of a community that I've relied on as foundational to my life. It was as much a turning inward to better hear the guidance of the Holy Spirit as much as it was a face forward, one foot in front of the other, turning into the wind of whatever the world presented. It was about finding new ground while standing on a people mover machine. I know that I was headed somewhere to do some important thing with people I have yet to meet, with no solid goal in mind. I know that I must keep going, and the opportunities to serve will present themselves. Meanwhile, the unlayering process will be simultaneous to the journey, and there will be lessons in the leaving, lessons that will only make sense as I continue on the path.
That's a good part that you chose. I really like that. I like your imagery, and I like the kinds of philosophy and the things that you said. That's really good. That's good writing. I'm a former English teacher, so...
That's good writing. Thank you. High praise.
No, that's really good writing. You know, one thing that strikes me, often when people think about writing a book and they start writing a book, they have an idea in mind up front. But as they get into the book, they discover that there are things that they learn about themselves as they go through this process. Was that something that happened with you, Juliet? Did you learn something new about yourself as you went through this process?
It sort of, it came together more so. I actually, let me just say that this was not the book that I intended to write.
There it is.
Right. I started down a path and it was not the book that I intended to write, yet it was the book that came out. I was working with an organization, the Incubated Author. I don't know if you've heard of them. And they framed it in that good books, because I was looking for, I knew I had a book. I knew I had something to say, and I knew that I wanted to write a book, but I could not hone in on which direction to go, because there's so many things to talk about and so many things to write about, but what did I specifically have to say about any one thing? And so they framed it as a problem to be solved. What is the problem that you can solve with your book? And set a list of things to choose from. And the list was long, and I picked out about 7 things that I could talk about at length. And as I went down this path of writing this other book, and then the coach person that I was working with asked a question, and it so stopped me in my tracks, and there I went. There I was, having to discard all that I had put to paper or put to screen, as it were. And I'm on the other path to this book, and there it was.
The creative process is a very interesting process, whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction. Our brains and our minds are quite unique when they're in that creative mode. I've written both fiction and nonfiction, and it's a very interesting process. It's exactly what you described. Sometimes you will start down a path, and sometimes you will believe that this is where you're going. And all of a sudden, you get a ways down the path, and something happens, like the coach asking you a specific question. And all of a sudden, it's like a light bulb literally comes on in your brain, and you think, wait a minute, I'm going the wrong way. I need to turn around, go back, and go here and not there. It's really interesting, isn't
it? It is. It's fascinating now. It was frustrating then, but it's fascinating now when I think about it. Yeah.
And this is the book you really wanted to write.
I don't know that I wanted to write this book. I don't know. I think that this actually my daughter who serves as my muse sometimes and the unpacker of my brain at other times. She said, this is the book you needed to write. And I think I just putting, there's some painful stuff in the book that I talk about. And I don't know that I was actually ready to call it and name it and deal with it in a real sense until I could actually see it from an objective point of view. And so it's my story, but it's my story on the other side of the healing from it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Did catharsis take place, or had it already taken place?
Catharsis. Well, there was, I had already, accepted this is my truth, this is my reality, and this thing happened. It was not pleasant. It hurt, and I'm past it now, and or at least so I thought. And I'm good and solid in where I am now with my in my faith journey, my relationship with God, and I'm in a good place, and I come to a place, I think this is the human experience, you come to a place of acceptance of what your life is, and if you're in a good place, I tend to not want to look backwards and rehash and mull that around in my brain about shoulda, woulda, and coulda. So I don't want to do any of that. Or, I mean, I reach a point where you don't do any of that. And I've had therapy since then. That's a whole other thing. And so, I was at peace with it. But yet it was there. It was there. Lots of words were there, for me to tap into. I was ready to share it. So there it was.
This sounds like such a powerful book. I know that our listeners are curious about where they can find it. And we both know that it's on Amazon. We looked before we started talking, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it's absolutely there.
So
it is absolutely on Amazon, the ebook, and the print book I am working on as we speak. So it will also be available, a print book will also be available very soon.
Let me give our listeners the specific name of the book and spell your name for them so they can find it. If they go to Amazon, there's always a search feature at the top. And they could put in simply the first part of the title, which is Leaving Church and Finding Faith. If they wanted to put in the rest of it, Six Steps for Finding Your Purpose in Life After Leaving the Christian Church by Juliet, J-U-L-I-E-T, Doris, D-O-R-R-I-S, hyphen, Williams. If you put simply Leaving Church and Finding Faith by Juliet Doris Williams in that search feature, it comes right up. And there's a nice little excerpt and a little summary there of the book. Are there other places, Juliet, that they can find the book?
They can find me on Facebook, on my author page, which is Juliet DWMS Author. That's my Facebook author page. And they can find me on IG also, Juliet DWMS. And that's also my author stuff. A little bit of me stuff too. We are right now also, while I'm working on print version of Leaving Church, Finding Faith, I also have a website that is undergoing a little rehab where and they can just look for me on the web at juliadoriswilliams.com, all one word, juliadoriswilliams.com. That's where they'll also find my first book. Leaving Church, Finding Faith hasn't made it to the website yet, but it's being worked on right now. So book number one is at juliadoriswilliams.com. And they can also find that on Amazon too. And print books are available. Print versions are available for that book.
Now, your first book is interesting. It's titled Notes to My 25-Year-Old Self. I know there's another story behind that one.
Oh, yes. Different story. Different story. And that book, it's interesting because the Leaving Church, Finding Faith book talks about my Christian journey, and Notes to My 25-Year-Old Self actually comes from what I call Christian perspective. And in fact, the synopsis talks about the New Testament book of Titus, which speaks to how older women through their lives model reverence for God and good behaviors for younger women. And this, I'm actually reading my synopsis here, this then coupled with a mother's love for her daughter became the impetus and the inspiration for Notes. And so that came about. It was a gift to my daughter on her 25th birthday. So hence 25-year-old self. I don't know if you have kids, but all of our kids are adults. But our youngest, when she was 25, or thereabout, growing toward 25, we had these interesting conversations. There's a saying about how parents get smarter as their children get older.
Right.
And so we were having these very interesting, layered conversations about life and love and men and all of these things. And so I put many of those in the book, these conversations that we would have over Messenger or Facebook, or these very long detailed emails that she would write because she's away from home, right? She's in college or she's living on her own. And so I framed them in a way, the notes, as what I would say to myself. If I could talk to my 25-year-old self, what would I say to her from the perspective of a 50-plus-year-old woman? Because I was 50-plus years old at the time that I wrote that book. And so that was the impetus for those books. It's a series of notes to myself, and in hopes that my daughter, my actual daughter, would benefit from them.
I love that. I think that is one of the most thoughtful gifts I've ever heard a mother give a daughter. I think that's just terrific. Are you anywhere else on social media? You're doing Facebook. Are you doing Twitter or Instagram or TikTok?
Oh, my gosh. TikTok is that that time suck hole that people go to, right? I've been resisting, totally resisting it. So
judging. I'm just asking.
Don't judge me. I was just like, no, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. I refuse to go down that hole. But my husband sends me lovely ones, like two or three a day. Like, look at this. But yes, I am. I am also on Twitter, Juliet DWMS. So that's kind of the name that I use. That's a short for Juliet Doris Williams. But yes, they can find me on Twitter. They can find me on LinkedIn. What else is out there? So many things.
I'm out there. You're absolutely right. So many things. And you need to be on as many of them as possible. So that's why I ask, so that if our listeners want to find you, they can find you in all kinds of places.
And I do tell people that in my in the bio, I think pretty much all the bios, not only am I an author, that's actually the third thing in my bio, but I'm also a social worker. I'm a nonprofit executive, I'm spiritual, I'm political, and so you've been warned.
I love it, Juliet. We're really running out of time, and I wanted to give you the opportunity for some final words with our listeners. What is it that you would like to leave them with about the book Leaving Church and Finding Faith?
Well, thank you for that. What I want people to know, and is everyone to know, is that God is for them. God is for you and me. Grace is free for you and for me. And God is not contained in a box. God is everywhere, and we're all connected. So that's it.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute delight and pleasure to have you as our guest today. Thank you so much for joining us on Books on Air.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Now remember, you can find Leaving Church and Finding Faith by Juliet Doris Williams on Amazon. You've been listening to Books on Air podcast, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. By the way, you can also hear our podcasts on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join our next Book on Air podcast. And remember, it's the place to be. Thanks so much for listening.